What's the strange thing that you're scared of? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This story, Raven, is full of fears that I've always had, and they actually came true for someone.
I love to go full bore at anything that scares you.
Okay, 33-year-old man, he's in the city. He's waiting for his bus to come, and the sidewalk just collapsed, and the sinkhole swallowed him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
That is fear one, is that there's just going to be a sinkhole that's just going to swallow me when I least expect it.
Of course,
and
right.
It's exactly what happened.
You know what was in there when he got down there,
wait,
right?
Oh, I know. It gets worse. Fear number two. Here's his mom talking about why he would not scream.
He's traumatized. He said he went straight down and he was just falling. So he's like, Mom, the rats down there were ridiculous. Like, he was like, they were so big and he was scared to yell out because he thought that they were going to go in his mouth.
Wait a minute. They're so big he was scared to scream because they would go in his mouth?
Yes. Fear number two, a rat in my mouth. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how traumatizing that must be?
Is there video or photo of that many rats on him? Or is that many rats? Because, I mean, if there's a bunch of rats, they don't normally jump into your mouth, I'm guessing.
Raven, if you fall into a sinkhole when you're just in the city chilling, waiting for your bus, and all of a sudden you fall 12 feet and all there are rats surrounding you, massive rats, come on.
I'm going to war. I mean,
are you? Oh, my God, I can't even. My whole body. It's like all my fears in one. Like, in the city, whenever you walk over those metal crates.
Right. One's going to drop and you're going to fall in there.
That is one of my biggest fears. And I always would walk around. And the worst is when you have heels on.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, walk on your toes really fast over it when the streets are crowded.
Sure.
Oh, that's the worst. But now, in the rats, I'm always afraid of rats anyway. I've never even thought about them in my mouth.
You know, it's funny. I never worry about walking over those grates, but driving over bridges that are like that, I don't like that. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
There's certain things that you're just afraid of that, like, under normal circumstances, that would never happen. The chances of that happening are so slim to none, but you have those unnatural fears, like those things that just bother you. And I'm not talking about the fear of heights or, like, the fear of public speaking, the big fears.
Sure.
It's the little ones. Do you have anything that you're randomly afraid of that's random?
You know that I'm afraid of the deep ocean, but I don't think that that's really a strange fear.
No,
but I'm also, I don't like to swim in, like, lakes and ponds because I'm fearful of parasites. Like, I just feel like you get down, you get your feet in the mud. You know how it's always mucky on the bottom of a lake or a pond or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just feel like there's parasites. And then you always hear these, you know, things about the Amazon or whatever. And if you're a guy, malaria, whatever, it'll swim up your, it swims right up your, I mean, don't look at me like you don't know what I'm saying. Like, you never heard this or whatever. It'll swim right in there. And then you get sick.
Okay.
And then, you know, then it even then get tested get the- for that. You got to get the Q-tip.
No, you got to get the leeches. The leeches suck it out.
Oh, gosh. No. See, I don't like any of that.
That's a random fear. I have a fear of kids' fingers getting stuck in things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm that mom.
Doors, noses.
All the time. I'm always the mom that's yelling, watch your fingers, all the time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Watch your fingers! It's a revolving door. Everybody get your kids. Hold their hands. Yeah. What's that strange thing that you're scared of? It seems normal. But for some reason, it really scares you. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It's all my fears that I thought were irrational, except it happened to a 33-year-old guy from the Bronx yesterday in the city. He was chilling on the sidewalk waiting for his bus to come, and a sinkhole swallowed him, and he couldn't scream because he was afraid that the giant rats that were surrounding him were going to go in his mouth.
I mean, you got to be ready for war. If you fall down below, you got to be ready for war to fight off those rats.
Oh, my gosh. It's Anna and Raven. It's every one of my fears. The sidewalks eating you and then having to deal with rats face-to-face where they're going to attack you and you think they're going to go in your mouth. The guy is fine. Everything is okay. But what is the strange thing that you're scared of? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So if I have to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I'm afraid to look in the mirror.
Well, because the witches may come. Wait, hold on. With Bloody Mary.
But they're already standing.
No. Bloody Mary.
Yeah. They're already standing
Bloody
there.
Bloody Mary. Someone's going to get me.
You don't see them until you look in the mirror, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a valid fear, actually.
What was I watching? Conjuring or Annabelle yesterday? Either way, exact same thing happened.
Yeah. No,
look at the music box.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Anna and Raven, what's the strange thing you're scared of?
Oh,
when you get stuck at a red light under a bridge. I was afraid the bridge was going to come down on me.
Yeah. When I lived in Los Angeles, like, that was, like, a definite fear that I had, too. So the overpasses are massive. And when they had the Northridge earthquake, a bunch of them fell down.
Oh, my gosh.
And some people got trapped under there. But, you know, more than that, you just knew that they had come down, and now they had put them back up. And when you got stuck under those things in traffic, man, that would make me nervous.
Turns out that every fear that everybody has, I also have. Yeah.
Every one of them.
And on Raven, what's the strange thing you're scared of?
Mayonnaise. I am deathly afraid of mayonnaise.
Is it the smell of mayonnaise? Is it the slippery nature of mayonnaise? What is it about mayonnaise?
It's a little bit of everything. I was 4 years old at my playdate girlfriend's house, of course. And I was hungry, and I asked for a sandwich. She made me probably an inch-thick mayonnaise sandwich. I've never had it before. Took a bite and projectile vomited everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, an inch deep of mayonnaise is too much.
But I love mayonnaise. I could eat an inch of mayonnaise. I just put a big spoonful of it in my mouth.
I can eat it, but I don't want to smell it.
I want all of it.
Oh, and I got to wash my hands right after.
Yeah, that's a strange fear. You're right. Thank you for the call.
Have a good morning, man.
And on Raven, what's that strange thing you're scared of?
Hand mixers. I can't stand the sound. It just freaks me out.
Is it the turning on of it, or then when it's like running in the bowl and it's rubbing up against the sides of the bowl? Because I get you. That does sound dangerous, right?
Jarring.
It does, right.
Yeah.
The whole thing, everything you just said, yep, can't stand it.
The hand mixer one, too. You know, the one that's just like the single pole? Like, I always imagine, like, you could dispatch something with that, you know?
If it's like a weapon.
Right, you're right. Now, you know what? I'm afraid.
So when you have to make, like, cakes or you're baking, do you hand mix everything?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's some
whisk away.
Serious biceps right there.
Right,
like really fast, really fast.
Forearm muscles must be legit.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What weird thing are you scared of?
Balloons. I think it's because, like, when I was a kid, they would always, like, you know the static that comes from it? Like,
mm-hmm.
when they get to your hair, and your hair, like, would attach to it. I felt like it was some sort of creepy, like, ghost kind of thing. I don't know, that like some like supernatural weird thing. And then sometimes it would like shock you. So I thought like it was like doing something to me.
One thing it's doing is making you smell like a balloon. I hate the smell of latex.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want that near me.
Okay.
I don't want it laying near me.
Yeah.
When somebody comes up and like, you remember you used to rub one on your hair and then you could stick it to the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it just smells. Then you smell like a balloon.
Right.
Not cool.
You wouldn't like it at my house with all the gloves that we have, the latex gloves. Most of the time, my 11-year-old just blows them up like they're balloons and just hits them around the house.
Disgusting.
Head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Let us know what's that strange thing you're afraid of.